This is the smell of the leftover tuna fish sandwich you left in your lunchbox over the weekend in a Wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, Wimpy, Wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a Hefty Ultra Strong trash bag.
Hefty, Hefty, Hefty!
Ah, smell the difference? Hefty Ultra Strong has Arm & Hammer with continuous odor control, so no matter what's inside your trash, you can stay one step ahead of stinky. And for bigger jobs, try the superior strength of Hefty Large Black Bags.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All righty, we're back, folks. Listen, 888-281-1110. Again, 888-281-1110. Or 888-677-9673. We have 1 week out of the month we have to raise. We've got less than 10 hours to do it, to raise enough to keep going for the entire month and push hard, and we're pushing hard back. And I just wanted to say this. I have on my car now two great big signs on the sides, and it says, vote on August 8th, vote yes on issue one. August 8th, vote yes on issue one. It's very important. I just got to tell you, it's very, very important that you get out. If you're not registered to vote, get registered. Let me tell you, you have an obligation. I'm going to tell you, think about this. All of those people that fought and died and paid for your freedom with their blood, how do you think they'd feel if they knew you weren't even registered to vote? How do you think they'd feel about that? I know how I feel about it, okay? And so you need to get registered if you're not. And if you're registered, you need to get out there and vote on August 8th. Now, you Democrats, you vote on August 9th. You go out on August 9th, a Wednesday. But you Republicans, it's August 8th. Get out there and vote yes. So, on issue one. And now here you go. We're going to talk about what we're watching here. It's a total inversion of virtue, folks. So, we're going to listen to Tucker Carlson as he talks about it, why it's safer to be the president's son than his opponent. Take her away.
Hey, it's Tucker Carlson. This spring, word began to circulate in Washington that the House Oversight Committee, under its new chairman, Congressman Jamie Comer, had discovered criminal behavior after reviewing thousands of pages of the Biden family's bank records. Now, publicly, to the extent they responded at all, the White House dismissed the investigation as, of course, politically motivated. In any case, irrelevant. Hunter Biden was an adult, so his business dealings had nothing at all to do with his father, in this case, the President of the United States. But in private, everybody understood it wasn't quite that simple. There has long been overwhelming evidence that Joe and Hunter Biden's financial lives are not separate at all, but deeply intertwined. On Hunter Biden's laptop, there's a suggestion that the two of them even at one point shared a bank account. And of course, Hunter Biden wrote himself that he kicked back cash from his foreign business deals to his father. He wrote that bitterly. So the Oversight Committee's investigation was potentially a disaster for the White House, a scandal, possibly even the prelude to criminal charges. So in order to get ahead of all of that, Joe Biden's handlers did the one thing they could do. They set up an MSNBC interview to preemptively whitewash whatever Jamie Comer might find. Here's the result of that. This aired on May 5th.
Sir, there is something personal that's affecting you. Your son, while there's no ties to you, could be charged by your Department of Justice. How will that impact your presidency?
First of all, my son's done nothing wrong. I trust him. I have faith in him. And it impacts my presidency by making me feel proud of him.
Okay, time for the master class. For free, you can audit it. Here it goes. Sir, showing appropriate respect, says the shill, there is something personal that's affecting you. Note the wording. Personal, not of public concern, nothing law enforcement might be interested in, but personal, a sad family tragedy. That's the framing. And then this, a sentence choreographed to the letter. Your son, while there's no ties to you, could be charged by your Department of Justice. Got that? Well, there's no tie to you. So the answer is, in fact, in the question. Whatever Hunter Biden goes down for, and we know he is going to be charged because MSNBC said so, but when that happens, that's Hunter's problem. It's got nothing to do with Joe Biden. Rest easy, America. 5 days later, the Oversight Committee released its findings, and they were, in fact, devastating. Quote, bank records show the Biden family, their business associates, and their companies, their many companies, received over $10 million from foreign nationals and their related companies, the committee wrote. Investigators had, quote, identified payments to Biden family members from foreign companies while Joe Biden served as vice president and after he left public office. So actually, there was something there. It was a scandal. Racketeering, money laundering, wire fraud, those are some of the crimes the Bidens seem to have committed, in addition, of course, to selling out the United States for cash. So what would happen to them? Well, Donald Trump had an idea, quote, they'll hit Hunter with something small to make their strike on me look fair. Trump wrote that about 2 weeks ago, and it turned out those were prescient words. This morning, Hunter Biden pleaded guilty to pretty much nothing. Biden pled to two misdemeanor tax evasion charges, then entered a diversion on a federal gun charge. That's it. As far as Merrick Garland's Justice Department is concerned, Hunter Biden is done. There was no pre-dawn raid carried live simultaneously on CNN. There was no perp walk, no handcuffs, no press conference. Above all, there was no felony. Hunter Biden, who broke federal gun laws, can still carry a gun. It's like it all never happened. In fact, the Justice Department just baptized Hunter Biden, a lifetime of sins washed away in an instant. It was a secular miracle. Most miraculous of all, Hunter Biden somehow escaped a FARA charge. FARA is the Foreign Agent Registration Act, and it is exactly what its name suggests. Under federal law, if you are acting as an agent of a foreign nation in Washington, you are required to register with our government to let everybody know. Well, for decades, pretty much nobody in Washington did register under FARA, and precisely no one was ever prosecuted for it. No one. But starting several years ago, the Justice Department began sending people to prison on FARA violations. The official explanation was, we're cracking down on foreign influence in Washington. And of course, privately, everyone in Washington laughed. They knew that was absurd. In fact, it's the opposite of the truth. Foreign powers have never had more power in Washington. Their agents are everywhere, in every federal agency and throughout business, down to and including in executive positions at various social media companies. The Biden administration knows all of this, and it's not a problem. In fact, it's their policy. From the administration's perspective, the concerns and the demands of, say, the Chinese government, or particularly the Ukrainian government, are far more important than the needs of American voters. We're cracking down on foreign influence, please. The point, the only point, of enforcing FARA after decades of ignoring it is to harass and imprison high-profile political opponents.
All righty, folks, we're back very quickly. Tony in Massachusetts pledges 100. Carol in Illinois pledges 50. Mary Grace in Ohio pledges 100. And Carol in Ohio pledges 100. And the numbers are 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Now back to Tucker.
Trump donor Elliot Broidy pled to a FARA violation a few years ago. So did Trump campaign manager, famously, Paul Manafort. He went to prison. Last year, the DOJ went after Trump confidant Steve Wynn under FARA. But in the end, the Biden administration overreached so comically that the whole thing was thrown out by a judge. But they tried. So as long as they're trying, if it was a fair system, Hunter Biden would be first on the list of those next to be charged with a FARA violation. In fact, many of them. Hunter Biden was a foreign agent. He never registered as one. But for years, that's exactly what he was. He sold access to his father and other lawmakers to the Chinese and the Ukrainians and countries throughout the world. There's no debate about that. The FBI has known about it for years. For years, they've had possession of Hunter Biden's laptop. But they didn't charge him for it today. They never will. Why? Well, you know the answer. Hunter Biden has good genes. A more interesting question, though, which is another question the feds will never consider, is what does Hunter Biden do for a living now? This is a man with no obvious job and, of course, zero skills. He spent midlife smoking crack. Yet somehow he's managed to live pretty well despite rising inflation. He's been living in big houses in the costliest residential neighborhoods in the world. He's been paying his stripper baby mama $20,000 a month in child support. And he has retained a team of the most expensive lawyers in the country who spend quite a bit of time sending threatening letters to anyone who asks questions about how they're being paid. We can confirm that firsthand. So again, what does Hunter Biden do for work? That's a fair question. And tonight we have the answer. For years, Hunter Biden was an influence peddler. Now, Hunter Biden is a self-actualizer. He self-actualizes for a living. He gets in touch with himself, his feelings, and he follows his muse. Here he is explaining his new vocation in a 2019 ABC News interview.
Mm-hmm. This is new.
Yeah.
Your studio.
Yeah.
But now he's opening the doors to a place never captured by a paparazzi's lens, his refuge, an art studio where he finds solace in painting.
What's the goal eventually?
No goal. That's the perfect part about it. It literally keeps me sane.
His refuge, far from the paparazzi's lens. In other words, we're not the paparazzi, we're ABC News. What's the goal of this? Your refuge. There's no goal, he says, grinning with those fake teeth. It just keeps me sane. But actually, there was a goal. And if you didn't know what a virtuous person Hunter Biden was, you might think it looked a lot like money laundering. 2 years after that interview, Hunter Biden was selling prints of his art. And to be clear, just the prints, not the, quote, art itself, but effectively photocopies of it for $75,000 a pop. Apparently, Hunter Biden moved five of these repros in just days. That's $375,000 in less than a week for signing copies of your fake art. As for the paintings themselves, childish, self-indulgent blots, those sold for $500,000 apiece. So the question is, who bought them and why? It'd be interesting to know. There's a story there for sure. But of course, we have no right to know. There's no public policy implication. It's not like Hunter Biden's finances have anything to do with his father's finances. Meanwhile, once his father did become president, corporate publisher Simon & Schuster lined up as well to pay Hunter Biden's bills. According to news reports, Simon & Schuster gave Hunter Biden millions of dollars for his highly selective account of his wholly unaccomplished life. And then the publisher lined up brainless celebrity endorsers like Dave Eggers and Stephen King to promote it. King, who apparently will say anything if it helps the party, called Hunter Biden's silly manuscript a, quote, harrowing and compulsively readable memoir. And then Stephen King described Hunter Biden himself as beautiful. Needless to say, the book sold miserably, but Hunter Biden got to keep the millions, and that was the point. And so on. This kind of thing apparently happened a lot. Again, there seems to be a story here, and we think it's probably worth learning a lot more about it and bringing it to you. In the coming weeks, we will. In the meantime, though, the question is, what can we learn from Hunter Biden's plea deal today? First off, the obvious. For the children of the people in charge, there are no penalties. There are only upsides. They're princelings. They can do what they want. You are not. Therefore, you can't. So don't get any ideas about cheating on your taxes or violating federal gun laws unless you want to celebrate next year's Father's Day through the glass in the visitor's room. The rules definitely apply to you, including rules you don't yet know exist. But there is also a deeper lesson here, a more disturbing one. What we're watching through Hunter Biden's life and through the Biden administration, now entering its third year, is the total inversion of virtue. What was once considered admirable is now derided as stupid, if not racist. That would include achievement, intelligence, honesty, self-control, humility. Those are features of the old America. Those were yesterday's virtues. They are gone. In their place, all that we once considered contemptible and repulsive, we're told to worship that now. Here's a small example, but we think a revealing one. In addition to his many other sins, Joe Biden has hired what has to be the single dumbest, nastiest, most dishonest, most ridiculous person he could possibly find for the very public position of White House press secretary. There's a point to it, of course. It was a humiliation exercise. It was designed to degrade the country and dispirit the rest of us. That's the White House press secretary? Shut up! But here's the thing. The White House press secretary herself has no idea why she's in the job. She thinks she's amazing. Here she is in a clip we just saw.
A year in this role, there's been a couple of things that has made me incredibly proud. Many things that made me incredibly proud to be at that podium during this historic moment. Again, this is a historic administration. I'm a historic figure, and I certainly walk in history every day.
I'm a historic figure. Imagine saying that. I'm a historic figure, but she does. And she says it in a burst of sincere self-congratulation, marked by her signature bad grammar. Illiterate, but proud. Of course she's proud. Karine Jean-Pierre is now a historic figure, just like Hunter Biden is now an important artist. It makes you feel stupid for going to work.
You know, here, Tucker, you didn't misunderstand. She misspoke. She didn't mean historic. She meant hysterical. She was an hysterical figure. I've seen her out there when people asked her questions and she couldn't answer them, which was most of the time. She gets hysterical. Nope, hysterical. All righty. There you go. Susan in Michigan pledges 100. Thank you, Susan. Joe, back in 2019, in case you missed it, Chanel Ryan and One America News broke down the Biden bribery scandal with testimony from Ukrainian officials back in 2019. I know they did because we were talking about the very same thing. We were all talking about it in 2019. As far as I know, it's 2023, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, well, there you go.
Just about 4 years ago.
The evidence of Chanel Ryan and Rudy Giuliani brought forth was enough to start a corruption investigation into Joe Biden. Chanel traveled to Ukraine with Rudy Giuliani to investigate the money laundering schemes of the Biden crime family. What they came back with was a trawl of evidence and documents that detailed bribes and payments to Hunter Biden for years, and at least one bribe to Joe Biden for $900,000. That just goes to Joe from Ukrainian officials. And so we reported on that. We were talking about that. But somehow it seems like still the vast majority of the people out there, I don't know, what do you think? I mean, the people, are they beginning to awaken? Are they aware of what's happening? What do you think?
I think I talked about that earlier. I think those five, six categories I was mentioning, I think are what's happening. I think there's so much fear and apathy, ignorance, avoidance, denial, and rejection of the truth. But some people are waking up. There's a lot of them waking up, but there's a lot more that are stuck.
All right, we have 32 minutes, Joe, labels. We need $3,700, $3,700. We have 32 minutes to get it, folks. We've got to have some matches. Somebody's got to match those $2,000 pledges we had tonight. So somebody, we need actually, we need four people to match those pledges. Four people to match 1,000 or eight people to match 500, right? Or 16 people to match 250. Anyhow, we need it. Folks, we don't have much time to bring you what we continue to bring you. Right now I'm going to bring you this. CDC, Joe. CDC confirms that heart attack risk soars 13,200% among vaccinated. Listen, heart attack risk soars 13,200% among vaccinated. This is unbelievable.
Remember last night we were talking about how we were always way ahead and then the truth would come out later. We were telling people that we called it the kill shot, the poison poke, how it was going to cause you heart problems, cause you health problems. It was dangerous. And now we've got the CDC validating everything you and I told people, a couple of years ago.
So now, Joe, let me ask you this, okay? I had a woman call one time live on the air, and she said, how is it, I've been listening to you for years, how is it you always know these things before the regular news people? You must be an insider. And she accused me of being a communist, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
I said,
communist, just.
Yeah, so I explained to her, see, let me try to explain this if you can comprehend this. My job is to get you the truth as quickly as we can. Their job is to twist it, spin it, and hold it off. And when they finally can no longer cover it up, then bring out a spun version of the truth. And I don't know how she hadn't led. I never heard back from her. But that's exactly what's happening, is it not?
Exactly.
All righty, we want to say Paul in Cranberry pledges 25. Thank you, Paul. There you go. We got to keep going. We need about 3,700, folks. We've got to have that, and we've got about 30 minutes to do it. We got to hear from you. So
this is not about, you know, us. We're not making any money off of this. Pastor Ernie has never taken a dime for the radio ministry in the 50 years. Anyone working with him, I can, you know, validate that. We all donate our own time, our own talent, and give of our own treasure. None of us have ever taken any money. Your donations pay the bills. And the big bill in the ministry is the radio, the paying for the radio airtime. We don't have sponsors. We don't sell products. We don't try and sell you T-shirts or, you know, Bud Light or anything else. It's the idea that God says if you support a ministry like this, you share in all the blessings. Well, we've touched a lot of people through the radio ministry, through the Right to Life, through the prison ministry, Truckers ministry, King's Word School of the Bible. Many of us in the ministry have been in hospice for many years, working with those that are sick and dying. Anything that we've done that glorifies God, he says you get to share in all those blessings. So by donating to this ministry, you share in anything good that has happened over the years. Anything that's, you know, given glory to God, that's promoted the Christian faith, you share in the blessings. You have God's word on it.
All righty. Carol in PA pledges 50. And Joe, and we're absolutely, you and I, telling the truth when we talk about we don't take pride in, and we're not taking responsibility for our own good looks, right?
No, we don't take responsibility. I don't take the blame either.
All right, okay. All right, there you go. All right, folks, 888-281-1110. Yeah, 888-677-9673. And we were talking the other day. One of the ladies with the tea party, she come up. And I said, "Well, you look very pretty today." She says, "You do too." And I said, "Boy, that's a hoot, right? That hasn't happened before." All righty, here you go. A bombshell study from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control, that's the CDC, and Food and Drug Administration, that's the FDA, has confirmed the risk of autoimmune heart disease is 13,200% higher in people who are vaccinated for COVID. The study found the risk of myocarditis following mRNA COVID vaccination is around 133x greater than the background risk in the population. There you go. Who would have ever thought, huh, Joe?
Other than certain doctors that came, we read their stories, we read their reports, we put it out there. The doctors said this was going to happen, it was happening, they were worried about it. And once again, we were validated. The truth, it's easy to spot the truth out there because everybody in the government tries to hide it, tries to lie about it, hide it, keep you from knowing it. It's real easy to spot the stories that are true because they're the ones they try and put a lid on.
Recently, Joe, I ran into a friend of mine, and she had a couple of her friends with her, and they were all the same age. And later on, you know, I was amazed to find out they were all the same age. And I said, you know, your two friends look a whole lot older than you. And she kind of got a frown on her face, and she said, they both took the shots. They both, and she said, Pastor, they have aged so quickly since they've taken the shot. Both of them have really aged quickly. And I've been hearing more and more of that. And so that's what's happening out there. Carol in Pennsylvania pledges 50. Thank you, Carol. All right, 888-281. We're running out of time. Now we have 25 minutes. 281-1110. And food and drug shortage crisis rages on numerous pharmaceuticals to run out before the end of 2023. I try to avoid, I avoid any and all drugs if I can. The experts promised us the world would never be a problem, but the lingering effects of Wuhan coronavirus pandemic, or so we're being told, have created a persistent shortage of food and pharmaceutical drugs across the United States. Now, I don't know where the shortage of food is. It's not here where we're at, okay? And, Joe, I've been telling you,
But it could be coming here because we're doing dumber and dumber and dumber things.
Well, I've been watching people shopping, and they're doing emergency, they're doing crisis shopping. Some of the stores that we would go to, you know, these are stores that are salvage stores and that, where you can get really good buys. Just go in, and usually there'd be four, five, six people in a store. Now, Joe, they're filled. I mean, the parking lots are filled, and the people are filling their carts to overfilling. People are panic buying right now. You know, and this is not just here. They're panicked, so they're expecting something major to happen.
And other people are shopping there just because they this inflation really hurt them. They used up the savings, the extra money that they were given during the COVID thing, and now they've got credit cards. I was doing an article where just the credit cards are maxed out, and people on the lower scale of income, they are starting, even the rich people are going to the dollar stores and places like that to save money. Even the people that have it are conserving it because they're so worried about the economy. So you've got competition for the low-end, cheaper, you know, food outlets.
All right, but Susan. No,
right there, something's going on.
Susan in Staten Island pledges 100, and Ryan in Michigan pledges 100. Thank you, Susan. Thank you, Ryan. All right, we've got approximately 22 minutes left, folks. Well, actually, you can call. You can still call even while we're off the air up until midnight. They can still take calls here. And so, again, those numbers are 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. I know that we're still about 3,500, I think, away from our goal tonight. So,
well, and two, when you send in your donation, if you please ask to be put on our newsletter. That is extremely popular. It comes out just about, I think I got mine, I got back, it was here this weekend. And it always has some information that the world doesn't want you to know, and what most of us do. I have a copy machine. I make copies, hand it out to family, friends, people at church. And, you know, so that postage and envelope and paper cost, you know, one person gets it, passes it on to 20, 30, 40 others. We reach a lot of people, and we do it at pretty low expense.
Well, so, here, what you were just talking about, for example, the article we just did, CDC confirms heart and heart risk soars 13,200%. This would be a candidate to go into that pile, okay? And so what happens is, and we go through hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of news articles, and we pick out the best ones that we can use, and we set them aside. And then when it comes time to put out the newsletter, we go through the piles, and we take out about the best 8 articles that we can find and put them together. So you get you know, you get what NBC, ABC, and CBS hopes you never find out. You get what the entire Democrat collective hopes you don't find out. But we're there with it, aren't we, Joe?
We sure are. I've got one more story that I want to get out, and this is the one of the other big crises in this country. It's a very simple crisis. It's called fatherlessness. And right now, over one-third, about almost 37% of the children in America are living in a home without a father. In the Asian community, it's about 16% don't have a father in the home. In the white community, 24%. Hispanic, 42%. And in the black community, 64%.
I want to comment on that, but we're up against the break. We'll be right back.
I am the unknown soldier. Some call me MIA. Some say I can't go home again. Some say I chose to stay. I am the unknown soldier who you refuse to know. A brother and a friend of yours who left so long ago. Some call me POW, the one they left behind. I am the unknown soldier, the one they never tried to find. I'm the one they never tried to find. I'm a farmer from Missouri, the soldier from St. Paul. I was the hero of my family, and still my picture's upon their wall. I'm a poet and a scholar, and the boy who lived next door. I am the unknown soldier, forgotten on a foreign shore, long forgotten on a foreign shore. I was someone's loving daddy, I was someone's pride and joy, I was someone's tender lover, a worried mama's a little boy. And if you should just forget me here, then should I forget you too? Please won't you try to bring me home? For I'm someone who belongs to you. I'm still someone who belongs to you. I am the unknown soldier with no more tears to shed. I'm just a fading memory, a part of the living dead. My country has betrayed me, yet I have forgiven you. And every night I pray to God that somehow he'll forgive you too. Yes, even somehow he'll forgive you too. I am the unknown soldier, the one for whom you cried. That familiar face that you can't face, the one your country told you died. I am the unknown soldier, with dreams you'll rescue me. And I am a man who understands only death might ever set me free. Only death might ever set me free. I am the unknown soldier, and I'm black and blue and gray. I said I am the unknown soldier, and I die slowly every day. And I'm tired, and I'm hungry, and I'm lonely, and I'm cold. I am the unknown soldier, the one you bought and sold. I'm the one you bought and sold. So lay down close beside me now, and gently stroke my face, and wrap your arms around me now.
before we leave this place. Some called me POW. Some called me MIA. Some say I can't come home again, but I will return someday.
Alrighty, we're back. And Joe, I got to say this, we got to move on because things are, we don't have much time left. But where it comes to fathers, I was in the prison ministry, but we're still in it. But for 45 years on a regular basis, I was going to the prisons. And I haven't done that recently because of a lot of reasons. But anyhow, one of the things that our inmates had, over those years, we ministered to hundreds and hundreds of inmates. And one of the things that they had in common, the vast majority of them had no father in the house. No father in the house. And the other thing is when they committed their crimes, they were either on drugs or alcohol or both. And those are the two things they had in common. But you're right. And the reason is our situation, thanks to the feminist movement and the Antichrist system within the Communist Party, was to destroy the family, to get the father out of the home, to get the father out of the home.
And the idea of the government becomes the father. But as I read through this report, everything, the poverty is higher, the mental illness is higher, suicides are higher, behavioral disorders are higher, violence, you know, school dropouts, you name it, the figures are sky high. The difference between a child with a father and a child in a fatherless home. And that's why the Antichrist system wants to break up society. You look back at all the totalitarian governments, the government wants to be the father, be in control. That's where they came up with this welfare system where you don't have to work, and they reward mothers if they keep fathers out of the home. The government is doing things to increase fatherlessness, not help. And it's because it allows them to have more power. So everything the Antichrist system does is to give the government more power and go against God and everything that he calls righteous, holy, and good for us.
I know. Okay. Tony Blinken, we do not support Taiwan independence. Tony Blinken gives the green light for the Chi-Coms to throw Taiwan under the bus. In other words, since Biden has been in office, America is known for betraying and not standing with. She will not stand with her allies. You've got that. I mean, it's unbelievable how this guy is, how just Antichrist, how he is. He is far worse than anything you can even imagine in there. We've got to clean up the rat's nest. It's a rat's nest in Washington, folks. And you know what, Joe? Just think about that. We just played that song, The Unknown Soldier.
Soldier, yeah.
Yeah, think about this. If you were one of those POWs left after the Vietnam War, and just think about that, how you're thinking about not only has your country become so apathetic, but they won't even go out and vote. To me, the people that won't go and vote for something like on August 8th for Issue 1, those are the kind of people that I would see when you might have two or three guys or even one beating up a woman and raping her in broad daylight, and they would stand around and watch and not do anything to help her. That's the kind of people they remind me of. If you won't at least go out and vote, then I'm ashamed of you. Right, Joe?
I think you're absolutely right, totally right. I've got a challenge for the veterans out there. Pastor Ernie and I are both veterans, and I'd made a pledge, and I'd like to see some veterans backing it up. And I want to do a quick story. Why are U.S. retirees, that would be veterans, a lot of us, forced to invest in this threat to America? China is our greatest threat out there. We know that.
No, the Democratic Party is America's greatest threat, Joe.
Well, yeah.
The Democratic Party.
Outside. You're right. But the external, I was going to use the word external threat, not internal, but external. And what it is the government is using Representative Jim Banks came up with a Protecting Americans Retirement Savings Act. It's called PARSA. He's got it out there. And PARSA blocks private pension plans regulated by the Employee Retirement Income Security Act that makes new investment in companies controlled by or based, you know, by our adversaries, China, Russia, Iran, and North Korea. It bans it. And right now, the government, the Trump administration, stopped this thrift savings plan that was used for service members and federal workers. And what it was is they were investing the pension plans for service members, federal workers, in Chinese assets. And we've got politicians like Jim Banks with his new PARSA is to stop that. So why, as a veteran, would you want your retirement money, you know, based or federal employee, to be in Chinese assets and our enemies' assets? I think this is just ridiculous. So right now, many U.S. retirees are forced to be investing in stocks and bonds and things in our enemies' finances. It makes no sense to me at all. All investments in China are investments in the Communist Party, and we know they're the ones out there that are doing the.
And don't make any sense for me, Joe, not to make our goal for tonight. So I tell you what I'm going to do. You know, I've already pledged 1,000 this week, and so
for the church.
Yeah, Pastor Hal, and I'm going to pledge another 1,000. I'm going to pledge another 1,000. This week here, and we've got to make our goal. In other words, we put our money where our mouth is, and we're doing it tonight.
Well,
so,
if you can do that, my wife and I will add another $100 to our pledge.
All righty. Okay, very good. So that brings us, well, I'll find out in a few minutes where that brings us to. But no, not Hal. This is Joe. Hal pledged 1,000. This is Pastor Joe. He just wrote you down, pledged another 100. Okay, there you go. That's it. Okay, I know all the Larsons look alike. Nah.
No, we don't.
Okay, there you go. All right, here's where we're at now. We're only about $1,800 short. About 1,800 short of our goal right now tonight, so we don't have much time left.
Some of you out there that God has blessed with a business, a professional practice, where you could write a $2,000 check easier than a lot of our listeners can send in $20. And I would just ask you to prayerfully consider doing something that'll, give you some crowns and treasures in heaven and help keep us on the radio talking and warning millions of people about what is going on in their world, because a lot of people still are not getting the truth at all.
Absolutely. We're going to keep battling out here. And folks, again, I want to say some good things that are happening. Like I said, right now, I could go to a different event around here every night. People are asking to come to this. Our site here in Ohio, I don't know what's happening in your state, Joe, but here in Ohio, we're getting prepared. We're going after the forces of darkness. And I mean, they are dark, dark, satanic forces. These people that are out there with their little pads, folks, their little boards getting signatures, These are very satanic. Now, some of them are just duped. They're being paid. They've got no idea what they're doing.
Go out and get signatures. Yeah.
Right. And we've had some conversations, especially some of these younger people, and they'll say, would you sign for women's reproductive rights? And you start asking them what it's about, and they say, well, they just parrot that reproductive rights. When you tell them, here's what that bill would do. not only would it make killing babies for any reason, it would encourage killing more and more babies, and then it would take away parental rights. It will take, if you sign that, what it does is it takes away parental rights. In other words, your daughter can be taken in for an abortion or taken in for surgery mutilation without your permission, without your knowledge. Right. But the only thing, you get the part of it, you get the bill. And folks, let me tell you, that'll happen. That'll be the law if you allow this. If you stay home, if you don't go out, first of all, on August 8th, vote. Now, what August 8th does is it changes the constitutional amendment to in Ohio that you have to get 60% of the vote to get what they want on the ballot. They have never been able to do that with 60% of the vote. This is right legislation. What they want to pass is right from the pit of hell. It's horrible. It would allow Democratic men to go into the bathrooms of these little girls like they did at Target store, going in there taking pictures with their camera phones of little girls changing or going to the bathroom. That's what this stuff would allow. This is what these people are all about. And so, folks, you got to help us, okay? You got to get out one. Vote yes on August 8th on issue one. Vote yes on August 8th on issue one. And then come November, we've really got to beat the dark forces of evil. And that's what we're talking about, really dark forces of evil. All righty. Now we're running out of time. We're coming up to, how much time do I have left there? All righty. We've got time to take let me do two more articles, Joe, real quick, and then we've got to give the invitation. And we can give the invitation together just off what we've been talking about here. Kash Patel files federal defamation lawsuit against rabid anti-Trump conspiracy theorist. Filing included. You ought to see these people. Former Department of Defense Chief of Staff, Deputy Director of National Intelligence under President Trump, Kash Patel has filed a defamation lawsuit and demand a jury trial in the United States District Court for the District of Nevada against Jim Stewartson, an internet troll and self-described anti-disinformation activist. Here's a picture. He is standing there with two whores. And you say, well, how do you know they're whores? Well, if you see what's written on their shirt, you would have no question about that these two are whores. And so this is just where we're at. And they're proud of being that way today in our society. It's just, but this is your chance, folks. Listen, it's never been so reprobate. It's never been to this point. You've never had a better opportunity to let your light shine brighter than it ever has. We're to be salt and light. And this God has raised us up for such a time as this. So listen, let's not disappoint him. Let's not disappoint him. He held back nothing when he hung on that cross in our place, and it's up to us not to hold back anything now while we can. All right, and with that, Joe, folks, I'm going to give the number one more time, 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. You know, these wicked people, like Joe Biden, like Hillary Clinton, like George Soros, these wicked, evil people, we don't hate them. We don't hate them, but and we don't even really want them. We don't want them to end up burning in hell. Burning in hell forever, that is, you might say, Joe, just unimaginable, isn't it? But, so folks, what we want them to do is we'd love to see them repent. But if they refuse to repent, then we ask God to remove them. But our job as Christians, as the light, is to be come against their darkness with everything we have. Is that not true, Joe?
It is. Well, look at the words, run to the battle, fight the fight, reprove, rebuke, witness, testify. some powerful words that God uses.
Well, here's the thing, though, Joe. They're the enemy. But if we're not saved, if people are listening to us and say, you know, I'm 100% pro-patriot, pro-American, pro-freedom, but if they're not saved, Joe, if they're not saved, even if they're good people, they're still going to end up right there with George. Can you imagine spending eternity with George Soros and Hillary Clinton?
Or Nancy Pelosi and some of, that would be horrible.
So there's only one thing. I mean, you're either saved or you're lost. And folks, you know, it's God's call. And he says this, that you need to repent of your sin. You need to acknowledge the fact that you're a sinner. And according to God's righteousness, you will deserve hellfire. But the Lord Jesus took your place upon a cross. He did for you what you could never, ever do for yourself. He did it. He didn't have to, but he did. No. What you have to do, and he tells you without a stutter, he tells you what you have to do. One, you have to pray to the Father and ask for forgiveness of your sin. Two, you need to call upon the name of the Lord. And remember what he says. You have to put him before mother, father, sister, brother, before anybody else. You have to put him first. You call upon his name, what he puts you first. And if you do that, you ask him to be the Lord of your life, all of your life, without any reservations, and mean it. You will become a new creature, an heir of the kingdom. An heir, a joint heir with the Lord Jesus. That means everything in creation, you'll be a part owner in all that, okay? And if you'll do that, you will be indwelt with the Holy Spirit. Now, what I'm telling you is not something I came up with. You've got God's word on this, and there is nothing there ever has been or ever could be more sure than what spoke the entire universe into being, and that's the word of God. Right, Joe?
Right. His word lasts forever. It is the only thing that does. Our word certainly won't.
Now, out there tonight, if you're listening to me tonight, if you haven't done that, the very fact, okay, that you heard me, I'm just a messenger. The Lord was speaking to you. You may have another opportunity, but you may not. You may not. This very night, your soul may be required of you. You don't know that. So if I were you, you're like walking on a tightrope over a burning lake of fire right now. And so if I were you, I would waste no time. I would take to your knees, and I would do that now so that, well, if you're not here come morning, you won't be in hell either. All right, we are out of time. So I want to thank all of you folks out there tonight, but we're going to be here for about another 8 minutes. We can still take your calls, and we really need to take your calls. We're still way short of our goal, and so we really need to hear from you. So we're going to sit here and wait. We've fought. We've never compromised, and we've fought, I mean, like Christian soldiers with our eyes upon the cross. We need your help tonight. Well, Joe, we're at that time where we get to every night where we say, good night.
Good night.
We say, God bless.
God bless you.
And we say, always keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
This is the smell of the leftover tuna fish sandwich you left in your lunchbox over the weekend in a wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a Hefty Ultra Strong trash bag.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Ah, smell the difference? Hefty Ultra Strong has Arm & Hammer with continuous odor control, so no matter what's inside your trash. You can stay one step ahead of Stinky. And for bigger jobs, try the superior strength of Hefty Large Black Bags.